lots of problems. So who's gonna solve them? Don't ever get old. Don't you ever get old. When you're learning to speak now, making some noise now.
Too Much Rock Podcast number 267, the top 35 songs of 2013. Well, not the top 35. I don't have time to put all these in a podcast. You get a half-hour podcast. That's going to be 8 songs today. And so we started things off there with number 8. That is my 8th favorite song of the year. Not the 8th best, not the 8th most important, but my 8th favorite. That is The Blank Tapes with the song Don't Ever Get Old. That's from the band's album Vacation, which came out on Antenna Farm back in May of this year. Los Angeles band there. Saw them play at the Riot Room in Kansas City, and it was an excellent show. So number 8 right there, right off the bat. Let's continue on here. My 7th favorite song of the year. This is Bleeding Rainbow with Waking Dream.
See you. I'm
countdown continues. We started that set off there with Bleeding Rainbow, my seventh favorite song of the year, with the song Waking Dream. That's on the album Yeah Right that came out back in January. So all early year, still made it through all the way to the end, still a favorite. That was released on K9 Records, that band from Philadelphia. And coming in at number six favorite of the year, Kate Nash with Friend. That is from her album Girl Talk, which came out back in March on Have 10P Records, which may or may not be her own label. I'm kind of guessing it might be, but I don't know. I'm just making stuff up right now. This is a different podcast. Normally, I just give you the music I picked up in the last week or so and play it for you regardless of how good it is. But in this case, you're getting the cream of the crop. You're getting my top eight songs of the year, my favorite eight songs, not the best songs, not the most important songs, but my favorite eight. And we're counting them down. I've got the full 35 listed on the Too Much Rock website, TooMuchRock.com, if you want to check those out, including a few bonus tracks there from albums that came out in 2012 that I didn't hear in time to make last year's list, but surely were good enough to make it. Let's jump back in here with my fifth favorite song of the year. This is from perennial favorite Shotgun Jimmy. This song is called Skype Date.
I'm a lightweight waiting for a Skype date. It feels so great. I can't wait. Accept your call. Receive the transmission. Kill some time. Do in the dishes. Hang the clock in the kitchen sink. Find the last line. Mix one more drink. Yeah, I'm a lightweight waiting for a Skype date. Wonder how you're doing or how you've been. Pretty much straight up wondering. Tune my guitar, step out into the yard. It's been too long since we've seen the stars. Close my email and all other applications. I don't wanna freeze up or add any complications. I'm a lightweight waiting for a Skype date. Oh, 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 I'm a lightweight waiting for a Skype date.
By
wonderful there. Starting with the first song there, we played Shotgun Jimmy with the song Skype Date. That's on his album Everything Everything that he put out on his own You've Changed label. That came out back in March of this year. He's based out of Sackville, New Brunswick. Caught him at Sappy Fest a few years ago and have been in love ever since. And I know that my wife would leave me in a moment for Shotgun Jimmy. So Jimmy, stay away if you know what's good for you. After that, we heard from Heaven with the song Colors in the Whites of Your Eyes. That is on the album Telepathic Love that came out on Goodnight Records back in July. A band out of Brooklyn, New York, very much living in that kind of shoegazer revival, that We Worship Jesus and Mary Chain sort of vibe that's been happening all of 2013 that I didn't care for. Except for that song, it is just perfect and wonderful, and everything about it is great. Reminds me of some of my favorite moments from the band Shallow. Well, let's see. Let's continue on here. No need to talk about anything else. Let's just make some more rock happen. This is my third favorite song of the year. This is Caitlin Rose with Dallas.
Ocean of stars, why have I gone so far? I miss my home. I hear those engines drone. The runway is set. Let's move this fucking jet. I have to go, despite all sleet and snow. Just a late night. Just a late night. Yeah.
loving so much. She's making trouble with brand new stars, smoking cigarettes, breaking hearts. I know my love, baby, you can only know more. Cause baby's losing her mind, she can't handle the pressure. I'm gonna leave her behind, it's easier to forget her. Jenny's up on the roof, they say. She parties all night, sleeps all day. And in the darkest night, I try to let you go. She yells out when I was young, I'm getting old and it's no fun. If you could hear me calling, you might love me once more. Cause baby's losing her mind, she says she's feeling the pressure. I'm gonna leave her behind, it's easier to forget her. I'm gonna leave her behind, the only way to forget her. Cause baby's losing her mind, says she's feeling the pressure. I'm gonna leave her behind, it's easier to forget her.
Now we're really getting somewhere, right? Starting that set off was Caitlin Rose with the song Dallas. That's on her album The Stand-In, which came out back in March on ATO Records. Saw her play at the Jackpot in Lawrence, Kansas, and she put on a fantastic show. I expected something very different from her, got something even better. That album, The Stand-In, is just a fantastic album, and you'll definitely find that on my top albums of 2013 on the Too Much Rock website, so jump over there and see where that one landed. After that, we heard from Josh Bewinger from Kansas City, Missouri, with the song Baby Loses Her Mind. That's from the album Strange Stains, which came out on Goodland Records back in October. Just a fantastic power pop album. I was out on the road with Josh for 2 weeks earlier this year and just had a lovely time hearing that song every night. What a wonderful thing to do. Well, we're about out of time here, and we're about to reveal the number one. But before we do that, let's get some business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 267. That's the best of 2013 edition. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me in any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter at Sid Much Rock. The full top 35, as well as three adventure picks of 2012 releases, are all on the Too Much Rock website. Do check those out. There are a lot of great, great songs in there. And check out the top albums of 2013, which will be making its appearance in a day or two. All right, well, let's wrap things up here. The number one song of the year, no surprise here. It is a Super Chunk song. It is Me and You and Jackie Matu. This is a fantastic song. Everything you could want in a song in, like, you know, 2.5 minutes or something. Just perfect. It's on the album I Hate Music, which came out on Merge back in August of this year. The Chapel Hill Band doing it right, releasing not just my favorite song of the year, but one of my favorites of the last decade. It is just that good. So without further ado, thank you very much for listening. This is Super Chunk with the number one song of 2013, Me and You and Jackie Matu.